You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
And now, how Perfection Auto Works saved Thanksgiving.
I gotta get this car to Perfection Auto Works. Hey, Mike, I can't get these guys to market because the truck is acting up. Something wrong with the engine.
Hey, you turkeys, cool it. It sounds like a broken belt tensioner.
You can detect a squeak with all this gobbling going on?
Just give me a few, and I'll have you back on the road in a jiffy.
Damn, these guys are good.
Not good for us. No.
From water pumps to rear main seals, 323-8650. The fact remains that we do it all, and we also wish
Happy
Thanksgiving to all of you. Call us today if you need our repairs and really want a shop that gives perfection. 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com. 323-8650.
To the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you, and welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, and listened to talk show weekends in all of Arizona now in our 32nd year of continuous political talk. Thanks for making all that possible. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum today. Matt Klink, GOP consultant from Los Angeles. Larry Bodine, a Blog for Arizona writer and award-winning journalist for the Daily News in New York. Also, a president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, delegate to the Democratic National Convention, lawyer in hand. And an amazing guy. We'll talk with him. And, of course, Jim Hanley has our financial report. It's a very busy day. And, by the way, the following radio broadcast will be repeated on Saturday, November the 27th, to accommodate radio station staff members during the Thanksgiving holiday. We appreciate that as well. Let's go to Matt Klink in Los Angeles. And, Matt, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. And a lot going on. First of all, we have the House of Representatives handing President Biden a marquee victory, that's yesterday, approving that $2 trillion social and environmental bill. Now it goes to the Senate, and it had only what it took to make it in the House, 220 to 213. Senate's going to be a whole different story. What are the chances of this getting out of the Senate, do you think, Matt Klink?
In its current form, none, John. I think that what is ultimately going to happen is, if compromise is possible, something will come out, because I don't think the Democrats want to hand Joe Biden a total rejection of his agenda. But, you know, there are things in the Build Back Better legislation that the Senate parliamentarian is going to knock out, like the immigration stuff. There's some climate things that Joe Manchin from West Virginia is not going to let go by. And you know, the Republicans do this too, but the Democrats this time, they played some huge games. The cost of the bill, it says that it's over $2.2 trillion. In reality, it's more, because a lot of the programs that they only fund for a couple of years or phase in later, it's very, very difficult to get rid of a government program once it starts. So I would imagine that they'll get something probably in the $1.5 to $1.75 trillion range. And it will be a big deal, and the president should claim victory for it. But I think that the Democrats realize that their ability to do anything in the future is probably non-existent, because the Republicans are going to win back the House by astronomical numbers.
Well, both parties know, and you do as well, I think, Matt Klink, about hard-fought victories in Congress. They can come before electoral defeat. Democrats saw that, I believe, 2010, when, if I'm not mistaken, lost their majority months after passing this landmark health care overhaul. Republicans suffered the same kind of fate in 2018. And I believe it was the House majority wiped away after enactment of the long-sought tax overhaul and slashed tax rates. So no matter how much of accomplishment, it seems like you're going to get punished at the ballot box the next election. Just explain that one to me.
Absolutely. Well, I think that the challenge for you know, the challenge for the Democrats at present is twofold. One is that inflation is impacting everyone, and you know, everything costs more. Gas is up 46%. You know, Thanksgiving this year is going to be up about 20% from years past, and the party in power gets blamed for that. Couple that with, on the other side, Joe Biden's popularity rating is in the high 30s, and in the generic ballot test, which Republicans typically trail Democrats, if it's about 6 points or below, the Republicans usually do really well. The Republicans are up by 6 to 8 points ahead of the Democrats, which is, that's approaching 1994 Contract with America proportions. So, and again, and a lot of these Democrats are taking votes that are going to be unpopular in their district. There are massive tax increases for people making a heck of a lot less than $400,000 a year. And there's huge tax breaks for wealthy in coastal states if they do get rid of the state and local tax deductions, commonly referred to as SALT, that Trump put in. The Democrats want to give wealthy New York and Beverly Hills mansion owners the ability to deduct unlimited amounts of their mortgage. So they're going to get a tax cut, but you and I are going to pay more for everything else. So it's going to be pretty ugly for the Democrats in 2022. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Joe Manchin really force the Democrats to scale this thing back.
Where do you think Donald Trump is at the moment as far as the voters' mentality and the psychology that surrounds the election, not only in 2022, but in 2024? It seems like his influence is fading. I may misread that, but what do you read?
I'm hearing the same thing. I mean, but the challenge is what Donald Trump unleashed in the Republican Party of conservative populism, you can't put that genie back in the bottle. And I think that is here to stay. The challenge becomes, you've got a much younger version of a Donald Trump as a governor of Florida, former Navy SEAL, Harvard and Yale graduate and law school graduate, someone who's really sharp and is leading a huge state, who is really making positive waves for the White House in 2024. Donald Trump is struggling to remain relevant. I mean, he still clearly motivates people. He got 74 million votes, but again, he's not in the spotlight on a regular basis. He's not on social media, which is a blessing many times, but it's also a curse at times for him. So I do think his influence is waning. And any Republican candidate in 2022 is, if it's to your advantage to hug Donald Trump, you should do it. And if it's your advantage to support his policies but not the person, they're going to do that as well, as much as Democrats want to link all Republicans to Donald Trump.
Tell me a little bit about what happened this last week with Paul Gosar, the Republican congressman from Arizona. I've interviewed him numerous times. I've been in Washington in his office and such. I'd never made much sense out of anything he said, or he didn't make much sense out of it. I think he's just bat darn crazy. The idea Republicans en masse would support him and Democrats totally, with few exceptions, punished him. What about a place in Congress for somebody that goes as far as Gosar goes and in opposition to what he obviously opposes?
Well, I'll deal with it on two levels. There's what the representative did with that cockamamie video. But then there's the reality of both parties having different standards for with a letter behind your name instead of what you did. So the video that he put out of, that mocked the killing or harming of AOC and others and the Democrats, it's not even funny. I mean, there are just certain places you don't go. And I'm sure that behind closed doors, that Minority Leader McCarthy and other Republicans were questioning that whatever political consultant told them this would be a good idea should be fired on the spot. So he got censure. He was removed from committee, which is, it's fairly standard fare. But no Republican is ever going to give Nancy Pelosi a vote on something like that, in part because Nancy Pelosi has ignored similar rhetoric from members of her own party, including, you know, Ms. Maxine Waters from Southern California, and have done nothing about it. So it's wrong. It doesn't matter who does it. I tend to believe that it makes any attempt at dialogue between parties impossible, which is really sad because, as I try to tell more and more people, just because you and I may disagree on something, it doesn't make you my enemy. It may make you my opponent on this issue, but you are not an evil person. And sadly, more and more Americans think that the what's behind the person's name, if it's not the same letter, makes them their enemy. That's bad for us in the long run.
We're talking with Matt Crank, GOP consultant from Los Angeles. Matt, let me take a very quick break. I have much more to talk about, so stay with me, and we'll come back right after these messages. From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum.
Hi, my name is Jim Hanley. I was born and raised in Tucson, and I raised my own boys here. I want to get to know you, your dreams and goals, and help you shape them into a plan for success. I've been helping hundreds of Tucson families do this since 1993. It takes experience and know-how to navigate the rocky shoals of the financial markets and keep you on an even keel. I look at every account I manage every day to find opportunities to grow your nest egg, to make you at ease and enjoying your life. I want to show you the highest integrity and reliability you can find anywhere. That's why I named my business with my own name, Jim Hanley LLC, and why I'm a member of the CFA Society of Tucson. Find me at jimhanleyllc.com or call me at 623-3646. That's 623-3646. Jim Hanley LLC is a registered investment advisor and a member of FINRA SIPC.
Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. My guest is Matthew Klink from Los Angeles, has almost three decades of experience working on complex and controversial high-profile issues for public and private sector clients, as well as candidates for elective office and ballot measures throughout the country. By the way, Matt has an MA in political management from George Washington University Graduate School and political management and BA in history from the University of California at Berkeley, and is on the board of the International Association of Political Consultants. Matt, the whole idea here, I think, is the messaging of Democrats just simply isn't getting through. Is there a message from Democrats? Because I can't figure out what it is if it's there.
Well, but that's the you hit the nail on the head with that one, John. This is not a messaging problem for Democrats. This is they're not doing what they said they were going to do. Joe Biden came into office and said that he would restore civility to the White House, that he would be a steady hand, that he would end the divisiveness. None of that's happened. I mean, the inflation is skyrocketing. We have a global supply chain crisis. We have the highest gas prices in decades, and yet he's begging OPEC to pump more oil, and yet he shuts down domestic oil production. Look at the racial divisiveness. It's as bad now as it ever was. We've got more than a million people who have illegally entered through the southern border, and the Biden administration is completely ignoring it. You have an ineffective vice president who has approval ratings lower than the president. The party's problem is not messaging. The party's problem is they're not doing anything. And passing, you know, a large infrastructure bill that's loaded up with pork that won't be built for 3 years is not going to provide any Democrat anything to crow about in an election a year from now. It's a big problem for the party.
The idea, too, that these problems that were so enormous for the Trump administration, certainly immigration and what has happened at our border over the last 4 or 5 years, is exacerbated by what's happening now. And yet I don't see immigration reform at all on anybody's agenda. It just doesn't seem like we can deal with that. It's just too complex, too difficult, and we just have to live with it. And that's unconscionable. There's many lives at stake here.
Yeah, it's not complex. It's unfortunately both parties score points with their base by arguing what they argue. So the Democrats want, the Democrats want a pathway to citizenship for what they claim is 11 million immigrants, and in reality are people here who are here illegally. In reality, it's probably more like 20 to 25 million people are here illegally, because that number hasn't changed in about 30 years. And that's a huge problem that I still believe if you came to this country illegally, you shouldn't jump to the front of the line. You should go to the end of the line and have to start the process all over. But when you're a potential Democratic voter, they don't like that. Republicans, on the other hand, they want border security, which means a wall. And you know what? I hate to say it, John, walls work. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi. She put a wall around the Capitol. She has a wall around her house. Walls work. We can do this. The problem is that you can't get one. What we need is both, not either or. And neither side is willing to compromise to get that done. So the problem, I mean, look, we have women getting raped. We have children being used by horrible people along the southern border. You've got kids living in cages under Joe Biden. There was an outrage under Donald Trump that the mainstream media is completely silent about. It was wrong under Trump, and it was wrong under Biden. And the sad part is that the communities in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas bear the burden because the federal government is not living up to its responsibilities, and they should be outraged.
Very quickly, let's talk about just this inflation crisis that we have. And, you know, we've got Thanksgiving cost skyrocketing. If you've just been shopping for your turkey, you're going, what? I wanted only one turkey, not two. Well, that's the price for one. And you sort of added it all up, and it really is something that you immediately are going to recognize is costing you more, certainly at the gas pump. And, I keep thinking I put $20 worth of gas in my small car, and it doesn't go very far, period. But the point is, where are we going with this? Because what can a president do? What can a Congress do about this inflation? Most people think nothing. It's just going to cycle through and it'll go away. I don't know whether that's possible.
They caused it. They have, I mean, how much money through the bipartisan COVID relief packages that Donald Trump pushed through because he had to get bipartisan support because the Democrats controlled at least one House of Congress. And then the Democrat-only package for COVID relief, which was what, $1.7 trillion, plus now $1.9 trillion, plus another $2.2 trillion if Build Back Better comes. This is a problem. The government has pumped too much money into the economy, and the economy is overheating, and they need to slow it down. The problem is that putting the brakes on something, we're right. I mean, Joe Biden is the 21st century's Jimmy Carter. You're facing the same thing. American weakness from a foreign policy perspective and disastrous economic policies, largely driven by the new left religion of climate change, that it is a threat, but it is certainly not an existential threat. It's more that is the top priority that government should be focused on. Bottom line is everything costs more. The Democrats control everything in Washington, D.C., and they get all the blame because they hold all the cards. And most of it is deserved. Some of it is out of their control. but they're going to get hammered at the ballot box in 2022 because of it, and also because they've made insensitive comments. You know, Jen Psaki talking about she termed it the scandal of the delayed Peloton or something like that, talking about the global supply chain crisis. When people are talking about, no, it's diapers or turkeys or, you know, some Christmas presents for their kids or fruit. And don't forget, we also have an export crisis. American farmers can't get their products to market because there's no ships. That hurts the economy, and that is Joe Biden's fault.
By the way, you're predicting an overwhelming amount of House seats switching to the GOP. How many do you think it'll be? 20 plus for more for the GOP?
Oh, I say 50 plus.
Good Lord.
There will be no swing down.
That's a massacre, by the way. That's not just a...
It will be, yeah, it's going to be, you know, 2010 or 1994 proportions.
Matt Klinker, thanks for being with us. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving holiday. This show will air again if you and your friends want to hear it all over again next Saturday. Thanks for being with us today, and thanks for being a contributor to our show on a regular basis. Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving, John. I hope you have a good one.
Thank you. GOP consultant Matt Klinker.
Long ago and from a distant land, a beautiful ship named the Mayflower sailed towards the New World. But many folks don't know it almost didn't make it. At about mid-ocean, the main spar cracked. But then came a voice from below decks.
I can fix that, Governor.
Aye, and who might you be?
Eustace Emery, Governor. Fixer of fine mechanical instruments. Horologist, actually.
Horologist, eh? Strange, no one's invented the chronometer yet. Oh well, if you can fix the mast, do it.
And so the voyage was saved.
Land ho!
Big rock. Looks like a Plymouth. I wonder why it won't start.
And so the legend goes that almost 400 years ago, the ancestors of Mike Emery came over on the Mayflower and began fixing things. If you're looking for a mechanic about whom you can give Thanksgiving, call 323-8650. That's 323-8650. Perfection Auto Works.
As a business owner, you're responsible for the growth, leadership, and the daily operation of your business. This includes your interaction and advocacy for your customers. Tucson Business Owners, Inc. offers you the opportunity to educate and advocate about community policies affecting profitability. By becoming a member of Tucson Business Owners, Inc., you can have an effect on common issues, such as curb appeal, municipal budget priorities, and keeping a vibrant workforce in the area. For more information, visit TucsonBusinessOwners.org.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. The following radio broadcast will be repeated on Saturday, November the 27th, to accommodate radio station staff members during the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Up next, Larry Bodine, a writer for Blog for Arizona, former journalist with the Daily News in New York, award-winning journalist, I might add. He's president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. He was a delegate to the Democratic National Convention. He's a lawyer. He's a writer. He's our friend. And one of the more progressive voices in all of America. Here is Larry Bodine. Larry, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, John. It's good to be here. And wow, where did you find Matt Klink? I never heard anybody spout such bizarre sayings. I guess he's a Republican, so that explains it.
Well, that's why we're going to you. By the way, you've got a situation where a president has inflation that's obviously in a situation that we've got an infrastructure bill that took 4 years that Trump couldn't do anything about, and Biden did it in 7 months. National debt has been reduced $350 billion. Employment numbers reflect an increasing paycheck amount for almost all Americans. And you've got a situation where the economy's turned around. People are traveling again. We're getting back to normal. Why do people hate Biden? I mean, what the hell? Why hate him? You know, we've got more accomplished in the last 9 months than we did in 4 years before during a very difficult time. And people hate Biden? Really? Seriously?
No, they don't. You know, these are findings of various polls, which, you know, are completely inaccurate. Remember how inaccurate they were in 2016 and 2020. And it's just the media's desire to find somebody to blame. And they're completely overlooking all the good news that's been happening. You know, number one, the infrastructure bill was passed. 63% of Americans support it because it's going to build roads and bridges and wildfire suppression and airports. And, you know, the Republicans say, oh, this is socialism. It'll increase inflation. But, you know, Trump got nothing done. And, you know, they're all upset about, you know, the national debt. But none of the Republicans complained about the debt when he passed the $1.5 trillion tax cut back in 2017. And so the bottom line is Build Back Better is the Democrats' winning message. You know, they're doing what Americans want, which is to shift away from fossil fuels. They want to save on prescription drugs. And as for immigrants, yes, they should be given a pathway to citizen. We want all of these people who came here illegally to become legal and to pay taxes just like the rest of it. And as, you know, as for saying walls work, you know, you even Trump said if you build a 20-foot wall, the solution to that is the way to defeat a wall is you get a 21-foot ladder. And, you know, walls don't work. It's just hysteria from the Republicans because they have nothing to offer as a party except fear.
You know, it seems to me that we have to sit down and take a look at, first of all, what's happened just recently. Obviously, the infrastructure bill was really monumental. I mean, no one can suggest that it isn't. I mean, we've been trying to do this. We as a country have been trying to do this for decades. And it got done under Biden. Now we're taking a look at a situation where we're going to try to do something about these problems of drug cost, of terrible living conditions for a great many Americans, and to try to improve the lives of literally hundreds of thousands of Americans with some piece of legislation that is now before the Senate after passing the House. Again, we're back to blaming Biden for all of our problems, which obviously are enormous and difficult, but it's not his fault. For God's sake, you know.
I mean, if anything, you know, Biden should be getting the credit for this. You know, this is, the infrastructure bill is the most transformative legislation that, you know, we've had since LBJ or when he declared war on poverty in the Great Society in the 1960s. And, you know, all the Republicans voted against the infrastructure bill. They don't want roads fixed. They don't want the electric grids fixed. They don't care about polluted water systems. But Americans do. And that's why I see really good things happening for the Democratic Party in 2022.
Well, why is it then that almost every Republican consultant or strategist or pundit that I've talked to, and I talk to a lot of them as well as Democrats, say this is going to be a massacre, it's going to be a bloodbath, it's going to be an avalanche of Republicans sweeping in to take not only the House by 50 vote margins and the Senate by even more when it comes to a percentage, and it's just hopeless. There's nothing Democrats can do about it. I think there's a messaging problem for Democrats that can haunt them in this next election. But beyond that, what's your problem, America? What's your problem here? You know, yeah, do you really want to go back to where we were? Or do you want to proceed to where we are going, is what I want to know.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, there's not going to be a Republican landslide. This is all wishful thinking or consultants talking about what they're paid to talk about. The, you know, while they're claiming that, you know, the sky is falling, meanwhile, unemployment is down to 4.6%. 4.6%. Under Trump in April 20, it was 14%. People were out of work left and right. Now there's jobs galore. People have money to spend. And, well, you know, if... But there is inflation, as we pointed out. You know, houses go over the asking price. So do cars. I just bought a hybrid vehicle, so I wouldn't be so reliant on fossil fuels. And, you know, I had to pay over the asking price for that. But this is the sign of an economy, you know, that's growing. You know, there's demand now. You know, people want to get back to their lives and improve their lives. And this is what the Democrats are promising, but I have to agree they could do a better job on messaging.
What is the message? You talk about that with your Democrats, Greater Tucson, and your role not only as a member of the Democratic National Convention, but obviously playing a role as a pundit, as well as a progressive voice in this town. What's the message for Democrats? Give it to me in 1 minute. A 1 minute message for Democrats. What is it?
Well, you should vote for the Democrats because they are providing for all the people who were ignored under Trump, and that includes families, includes access to health care, affordable housing, climate and the environment. You should vote for the Democrats because we need our roads and bridges repaired. We need wildfire suppression. Last summer, the fire came within half a mile of my house. You know, climate change is real. Let's just establish that. That's something that all scientists agree on, that climate change is real. It is not a religion of the Democrats. It's an actual event that is taking place before our eyes. Republicans don't think climate change exists. And I'll tell you, there's an entire generation of people in their 30s and 20s who are just scared to death because they're going to have to live through climate change. And what you get with the Democrats is climate action, taking steps to get us off fossil fuel and do the best that we can to prevent climate change from ruining the world.
So the prediction that it's all over, there'll be an avalanche of GOP victories across this country is a big lie.
That's a polite way of putting it. You know, look at what the Republicans are saying. You know, well, you know, we want a wall. Yeah, that was an idea that was unpopular years ago, and they want more guns everywhere. That's a common denominator. Everybody should have more guns, like that murderer, Kyle Rittenhouse, who shot three people and brought a loaded assault weapon to, you know, a public disturbance, and he got away with murder. That tells me there are too many guns on the street. If an underage teenager can get a gun and shoot and kill people, it's too easy to buy a gun.
All right. I want to thank you so much, Larry Bodine, for being on our show. Blog for Arizona. Washington Post calls it the best blog in Arizona. People should go and read it. You want to know what's going on with the progressive minds of folks in Arizona, go to Blog for Arizona. Larry Bodine, have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being on our show. Talk to you again soon.
Yes,
happy holidays to you.
Have a happy Thanksgiving yourself, and forward to talking to you next time.
Thank you. Larry Bodine of Plug for Arizona. We'll be back with Jim Hanley with our financial report after these messages.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessories store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Your radio commercial puts you front and center in the listener's attention span.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Ackerley Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Stir emotion, create demand, and grow your business with radio.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
The following radio broadcast will be repeated Saturday, November the 27th, to accommodate radio station staff members during the Thanksgiving holiday. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With us, Jim Hanley, our financial guru. And, Jim, a lot going on. The Build Better Back is back. And, obviously, infrastructure bill signed. And a lot going on with the markets. So give us an update.
Hey, John. Great to be here again today. I was surprised do this calculation on the Dow for the week. I see that it was down 499 points Friday to Friday. Last Friday was 36,100, and it closed yesterday at 35,601. So that's a decline of 1.38%. And in the wake of the passage of the infrastructure bill, that's pretty surprising. The NASDAQ went the other way. It was up 1.2%. It closed at 16,057. That's the first time that it's ever crossed that level, 16,000. So it was up 197 points for the week. Jobs are looking good. There was only 268,000 new claims. That's down 1,000 from the revised number of the week before. Continuing claims. That came in at 2.08 million, down 130,000 week over week. So that's a really good sign. As I mentioned a week or so ago, the normal level of people on unemployment claims nationally is about 2 million. Now, there was a really good jobs report for October. I think there was 531,000 jobs created in October. And there was some very surprising economic news coming from the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank just last week. That was what they call the Philly Fed Index. That came in at 39. And so that is a very surprising increase over October, in which that survey was at less than 24. So that's surveying manufacturers in a three or four state area in the Northeast, not including New England, but they're not including New York, but this is among manufacturers. They have to complete this multi-point survey. And so anyway, they're showing a lot of optimism, and they are also doing well. They're doing better. So I heard you talking to Larry about the infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better plan. We have some obstacles still to pass what they're calling or could be called the reconciliation bill, and that's the remainder of the Build Back Better plan. The infrastructure plan has already been passed. That has $550 billion of new spending in it. And the Build Back Better plan that the House passed, was it Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday? They're sending it back over to the Senate. That's $1.85 trillion. Now, I know that, you were talking to Larry, and I guess Matt Klink was on with his usual very optimistic viewpoint about Republican chances in winning congressional seats, in 2024, and then the White House after that. Think about this, John. This spending, this ambitious plan to revitalize the country economically is bigger than Roosevelt's New Deal. It is going to be so extensive, and there are going to be so many good jobs created in the wake of these bills, that the lives of ordinary Americans are going to be so transformed and so improved that they're going to thank their lucky stars every night for Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, that they had the vision and the courage to do this. Think about struggling families who have so much difficulty having meeting ends every month, that we're going to see a lot of government support, for instance, for affordable housing. This is going to have an impact on rents that, you know, in my opinion, the private market, the private housing market, has had a dismal failure over decades and decades in providing affordable housing to Americans. You know, lower-end housing is dilapidated, it's unsafe, and it's still very expensive. And so when many, many millions of new units of affordable housing start to be built, it's going to impact on rents, which always go up. Somehow, rents always go up whenever wages go up, so they quickly gobble up, you know, any new purchasing power that's created with higher wages. So if you think about it, you think about the highway machinery that's going to be necessary to build and improve 20,000 miles of U.S. highway. You think about steel capacity. The U.S. steel capacity is currently almost 100% utilized. I think it's running about 85%. And when we set out to build or repair 10,000 new bridges around the country, we're going to exceed capacity. And so there's going to be jobs created building new steel mills. There's going to be millions of jobs created transporting these materials all over the country. Arizona is going to benefit from the infrastructure bill. I saw a reliable figure the other day of $853 million just in the infrastructure money. So we're going to see a real transformation of the country, and it's just absolutely necessary. Decades and decades ago, we had a new policy in which government quit doing the investing in infrastructure, in transportation, and it was left up to the private sector. Well, the private sector didn't do the job. They did not get it done. And that it's recognized for years and years, all the way to the extent of having water systems that are not safe. And in fact, not only are they not safe, but they leak in major cities, especially in the Northeast. There's estimates of hundreds of millions of gallons of water that is wasted through leaking pipes every year.
Well, I want to thank you, Jim Hanley, for not only your perspective, but for your observations, as well as keeping us posted on what's happening with the markets. You can call Jim Hanley at 623-3646, 623-3646, or just go to jimhanleyllc.com, best website in America for financial retirement information. Thank you, Jim. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you after the holiday. Thank you.
You too, John.
You bet.
Thanks again.
You bet.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great holiday.
Let's see. Butterball turkey, stuffing mix, mashed potatoes, gravy, butter, cranberry sauce. What else?
Dad said we need a new turkey baster.
Okay, that's the next aisle. This car pulled to the right.
Why don't we take it to Perfection Auto Works? They fixed our car when it did that.
They don't work on shopping carts, and it's only one aisle over. So what are you, a commercial?
As a matter of fact, I am.
You just ran over Mr. Whipple.
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. Our free 26-point inspection makes most car troubles a distant memory, as long as you just do the ordinary maintenance. Perfection Auto Works can handle all of your auto or truck repairs. 323-8650 or at perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650. Hey, Whipple, quit squeezing that Charmin.